Welcome back to Talking Baseball on a beautiful Saturday afternoon here in San Francisco. And my guest today has a 28th season with the TV side of the Pirates broadcasting crew, a 14-year Major League career pitcher. He was a 1988 National League All-Star, pitched for 10 years with the Pittsburgh Pirates with an 82-61 record. Let's welcome in Bob Walk. How are you doing today, Bob?
Not too bad. Everything's going pretty good here back east. How you guys doing?
Well, it's beautiful out here. What's the kind of weather in Pittsburgh? Because you didn't travel with them this year.
No, well, I'm going to make the next road trip. I'm going to do. I'm going to go to Milwaukee and in Cincinnati. And it's, you know how it is. It's all been really weird this year. Even the radio guys didn't start. Our radio crew haven't started traveling, you know, until just recently. And so I'm going to do radio on this next trip. So I'm going to go out, and we're just kind of like trading off for road trips right now. And when we have to do TV, we're actually sitting in a big room in front of the TV talking about what we see. It's really a difficult situation, but we're getting through it. You know, hopefully when we start after spring training next year, it'll be pretty much back the way it was a couple years ago.
Well, Bob, I want to talk a little bit before we get into the Pirates, the National League Central. Right now, Milwaukee's up on Cincinnati 6.5, St. Louis an 8, Chicago 9, and, of course, Pittsburgh 19.5. Do you see anybody besides maybe Cincinnati battling to try to beat Milwaukee in the National League Central at the present time?
I'm going to have to take a little bit of a, you know, well, I don't really know until after the trading deadline. I would like to see what teams do. And I still think that there's enough name players that they could get things turned around in Chicago and St. Louis, even though it's going to be very, very difficult for them, that's for sure. But it could happen. But I think that they're going to throw in the towel and start moving guys. And then it'll just be absolutely Cincinnati and Milwaukee. Milwaukee is kind of to me, has been, especially when they play, it's kind of a one-dimensional team. They're not the offensive club that we've seen for years and years and years. For the first time ever, Milwaukee is all about pitching. They really have got the job done in that regard, which, you know, to me, if you're going to have one or the other, the pitching is the thing you got to go with, because you're going to be in every game. It's tough to outslug guys, you know, with just a big offensive team night after night after night. So if you can't be balanced and you got to be one way or the other, you got to be pitching, and that's how Milwaukee is. And so I would put my my money right now on the Brewers to hold on. But it's still, it's early enough that anything can happen. But we'll know a lot in this next few days here, decide which way, watch and see which way St. Louis and Chicago goes.
Well, there's no doubt a few players on the Pittsburgh Pirates there's a lot of interest in. Of course, Adam Frazier, the second baseman, and Brian Reynolds, the center fielder, both all-stars. Do you think these two players could possibly be moved? Do you think the Pirates are going to want a lot in return for either one of these players?
Well, they want a lot in return for either one of them. Probably not as much for Frazier. We only have one more year of control as far as his contract is concerned, and then he'll be a free agent and can do whatever he wants. So, you know, he would probably be the cheapest to acquire if somebody was looking for something. Reynolds, you know, right now is just, he's kind of starting out his career. He's already established himself, as you said, as an all-star. And, you know, he's become more of a power hitter now this year. Not only is he hitting around 300 all year, he's got the ability now to hit the ball out of the ballpark. Probably going to be a 30 home run guy this year with, you know, 100 RBIs. So he's really a multidimensional player. I think, you know, this was an experiment, put him out in the center field. The experiment has gone fantastic. I mean, you talk to anybody that watched the Pirates all year long, and they'll tell you he's played a Gold Glove caliber center field. He's been fantastic out there. So you mix all those things in, and Reynolds is close to untouchable, but Ben Cherington, our GM, says nobody is untouchable. He would trade Reynolds if somebody would, you know, back up Fort Knox and give us every good prospect they have, or something, you know, and something like that. Because, I mean, that's the situation we're in. We're trying to rebuild not only the major league team, but the minor league system also. So So they've been busy acquiring as much talent as they can. From what the quote unquote experts tell me, we did really well in the draft. So, you know, that's good to hear, but I mean, all that stuff's down the road a couple of years, and it's not going to do anything for you right now. So the only people I think that they're really looking to keep are people that they think will be good or maybe even better than they are now 2 or 3 years from now, and that they have control of their contracts for 2 or 3 years. Anybody else is on the trading block, and they'll take phone calls on anybody.
Well, the closer in a Pirate uniform, Richard Rodriguez, every trade rumor you hear, people are looking at him. Of course, the bullpens are always something that every team wants to build, and that name and pitcher is a big, big possibility, and the Giants have looked at him along with other National League teams. Richard Rodriguez, your highlights on him, and do you think he could possibly be moved soon?
Yeah, I would definitely think that he would be one of those guys that could be traded. Then, you know, he's a little different than your normal, what you think of as a closer, because he's not going to go out there and blow guys away and get a lot of strikeouts. And he uses the defense. He throws upstairs a lot of high fastballs. So he's going to get a lot of flyouts, a lot of pop flies. And when he is getting guys to strike out, they're chasing the fastball upstairs. He mixes in a little breaking ball every now and then. The right-handers, the lefties, pretty much fastball. And he didn't throw hard, which is weird, too. Not that he didn't have a good arm. I mean, he throws 93, 94, but, you know, that's not, you know, lying just rearing back and throwing a ball by people nowadays. So he's going to be thought of, I think, as a real good setup man by other teams, not in the closer's role. That's just my gut feeling, because he's not much of a strikeout guy. You know, he tries to take the sting out of the bat and use his defense. And for us, it's been fantastic. He's been absolutely great. He's a strike thrower. He's walked 4 guys all year. He walked a guy in April. He walked a guy in May. He walked a guy in June, and he walked a guy in July. So
that's,
you know,
good.
What you're going to get. He goes out there in the ninth inning, and it's going to be over one way or another pretty quickly, because he's going right at the hitters. Let's go. Let's get it done. That's his way he does it.
Bob Walk joining me on Talking Baseball this afternoon as we get ready for the second game, as the Pirates beat the Giants last night. And today, Will Crow on the hill today for the Pirates, a right-hander, 1-5 with a 6.12 earned run average. He's thrown in 13 starts. Of course, you're talking about May and June. He struggled in May and June. In July, he's brought his numbers down pretty well. He's pitched pretty well lately. And give us a little rundown on Will Crow, Bob.
Well, it's, you know, the numbers kind of speak for themselves there. I mean, he's been up and down. He's had some bad games. He's not really a guy that you're going to think, wow, we got Crow on the mound today. You know, we got a great chance to win. You know, I don't want to talk bad against the young man, but that's just reality. That's the way it's been. He hasn't really pitched well with any consistency. Now, you can pick out some games here and there. You mentioned lately, where he's done okay. He, you know, very seldom gets very deep in the ball games at all, even on the good games. So I think your expectations are, when he starts a game, is okay, you know, 5 runs, you know, keep it to 2 or 3, or excuse me, 5 innings, keep it to 2 or 3 runs, and that will be a good outing for him. You know, right now he's been like a bottom of the rotation guy at best. Whoop. Look at that. I'm sitting in my backyard, if you can tell. My dog just spotted somebody.
He just wanted to say hello. That's all, Bob.
Yeah. But, Will, you know, he's a young guy and, you know, prospect, and he might be able to do something for us in the future. But right now, you know, you're just not sure from start to start which Will Crow you're going to see out there. Now, one thing we saw in his last start, his velocity really picked up quite a bit. He's kind of like Rodriguez, you know, 93, 94, but his last start, he got up there above 95, 96 for most of the time. So, you know, maybe there's something there that we haven't seen yet, but, you know, it's with a lot, same as with a lot of our other players that have been on the team, pitchers this year. You know, they're just trying to figure out who guys are and who's going to be able to help us in the years coming forward and who's not. And that's what this season's all been about.
Hey, Bob, I'd like to talk about John Nowkowski, the first baseman. Big guy, first baseman, hitting over 300. We didn't see him when the Giants faced Pittsburgh earlier in the year. Tell me a little bit about him and how his approach is at the plate, because he looks like he could hammer a ball, just the size of him, as well as going the opposite way last night.
Yeah, I haven't seen a whole lot of him either. He hadn't been here very long. We picked him up from St. Louis. He's an older guy. He's 26 years old, so he's been around in the minor leagues for a while. His only time in the big leagues before we got him was a dozen pinch hit appearances, I think. And so from what I've seen from him right now, at first base, he looks like he's got pretty good hands, not a lot of range. But if you get it to where he can get a glove on it, he catches it most of the time. He looks like he'd be fine over at first in that regard. As a hitter, he's been kind of a line drive machine. I'm with you. I saw this great big strong guy when he first got up there. You know, and he's really put together. I thought, wow, this guy's going to have a whole lot of power. He has hit one home run for us at this point, but he's been. On offense, to characterize him, he's been more of an average hitter. A lot of line drives. I'm not going too far with the scouting report since I've only really watched him now in probably about 10 games. But he looks to me to be a pretty good breaking ball hitter, a bad breaking ball. When guys, as you know, they'll leave those breaking balls up every now and then. That's what he does really well. He recognizes that, and he can hammer a hanging slider with the best of them. You don't get away with too many mistakes with him up there. If you can make your pitches, you probably can do okay to get him out if you stay on the corners. But if you get something out over the plate, he's going to make you pay for it.
Well, Bob, thank you again for joining me this afternoon, and we're going to see how the Pirates and the Giants face off this evening at 6:05, and then they finish up tomorrow. But I appreciate your time today, and good luck with the rest of the season with the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Okay, Bill, thank you, and you take care. Good luck with the rest of the year with the Giants, too.
All right. Thanks, Bob. That was Bob Walk, all the way from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and we'll be right back on Talkin' Baseball on KNBR, the sports leader.